Hello again and welcome to Crossways. I'm Liam Cahill.
And I'm Miriam Gormley.
Bishop Raymond Field has hit out against the government's new revised arrangements for migrant parents of Irish children applying for permission to remain in the state, saying they're causing heartache and desperation. Under the new residency laws, parents are required to formally renounce any entitlement to be reunited with a spouse or with their children currently living outside the state.
Bishop Willie Walsh of Killaloe has called for more people to join Accord to help it with its marriage counselling services. Bishop Walsh, who is president of Accord, was speaking on Friday, March 11th at its 35th annual conference with the theme Caring for Marriage in a Pluralist Society.
The Catholic Bishops Commission for Emigrants has highlighted the plight of undocumented Irish people living in the United States in its Supporting Irish Abroad campaign for 2005. Launching the campaign, Commission Chairman and Bishop of Derry, Dr. Seamus Hegarty, spoke of the challenges facing Irish people living furtive lives in the United States. In order to improve the plight of the documented, we are currently working with the Migration and Refugee Service of the United States Catholic Conference of Bishops, said Dr. Hegarty. The US bishops have initiated a campaign calling for immigration reform.
A French judge ruled last week that an ad campaign based on Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper is offensive to Catholics and ordered the ad removed. The judge agreed with the French Catholics, granting them an injunction to ban the ads of leading fashion house Marthe and François Guilbault. Ads featured designer-clad women in the place of Jesus and the Apostles, one of them with her arms around a man in jeans.
The Brussels-based commission representing Catholic bishops from the European Union has declared its support for the EU's new constitutional treaty and urged church leaders to encourage an informed debate on the controversial document. The bishops regret the lack of reference to Christianity in the treaty preamble, said Bishop Josef Hohmeier, German president of the Commission of EU Catholic Bishop Conferences. In general, however, we think it's a good document and we'll back its early ratification.
New scientific analysis of the Shroud of Turin has detected a second faint facial image on the cloth, raising new questions for those who argued that the image of the shroud was created by an ingenious human artist. The latest studies of the shroud, widely believed to be the cloth in which Jesus Christ was buried, also have produced a more accurate image of the face imprinted on the cloth. The new research used computerized image-enhanced techniques to correct the image of the bearded man's face found on the shroud. That image shows an unusually long, narrow face. But when researchers filtered out distortions caused by the fabrics of the cloth, the face became more normal in appearance. As they eliminated the patterns of the fabric from the image of the shroud, researchers from the University of Padua, Italy, also made the remarkable discovery that a second faint image of a man's face, previously undetected despite years of study, was visible at the backside of the cloth.
The leader of the Catholic Church in England and Wales, Cardinal Murphy O'Connor, has praised the leader of the Conservative Party there for making abortion an election issue. In an interview in Cosmopolitan magazine, the Conservative Party leader Michael Howard expressed concern on the existing law on abortion and proposed cutting the legal time limit from 24 weeks to 20 weeks. That's all from Crossways. I'm Liam Cahill.
And I'm Miriam Gormley.